Thames Water wants your views on new reservoir. Thames Water is launching a major consultation for a giant new reservoir near Abingdon to secure water supply for 15 million customers. The statutory public consultation runs for 11 weeks until January the 13th. It provides the latest opportunity for people to share their views, which can be included in the application for planning consent, which the company will submit to the government in autumn 2026. Major opposition to the new reservoir has already been declared, with Vale of Whitehorse District Council agreeing to call on the government to rethink its decision to back the plans. The South East Strategic Reservoir Option, SESRO, would be situated near Abingdon, providing up to 271 megalitres of water per day during a drought, the equivalent to around 3 million baths. The new reservoir will be the size of Gatwick Airport. The consultation process represents a critical step for the project, with responses helping to shape the development consent order application Thames Water will submit to the Secretary of State next year. Should permission be granted, water will be available for use from 2040. Leonie Dubois, Head of Engagement, Land and Consents at Thames Water, said the need for this reservoir has never been more urgent. Year after year, we're witnessing more frequent droughts and prolonged dry spells across the UK, and this summer was no exception. Our proposed reservoir is one of the most vital infrastructure projects in the country. It will safeguard water supply for millions of people across the South East, including local communities, protecting our precious rivers and groundwater sources in the process. The statutory consultation is the most significant milestone in our reservoir journey to date. Public feedback will shape our application for planning consent, which we will submit to government next year. I would encourage everyone to look at our latest plans, attend our events and speak to the team to see what the reservoir means for them. In January, Chancellor Rachel Reeves backed plans for the new reservoir, and the Group Against Reservoir Development, GARD, sister company Safer Waters and countryside charity CPRE Oxfordshire launched a bid for a judicial review. Then DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, was called to the judicial review in July, but it was not successful. Campaigners, however, vowed to continue their fight against the reservoir, and GARD is continuing to challenge Thames Water on the issue of the reservoir's costs. Sarah James, leader of the Green Group, who represents Hendreds, also questioned the rising cost estimates, adding Thames Water have got a £2.2 billion reservoir through the process so far, and then just seem able to whack the price up as high as they like with no further questions.